This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what they did to my father this week, Mafia? Are you listening? They took my father's license from him.
Finally.
At 85 or 84 years old. They finally said, you are no longer allowed to drive.
Oh, please.
So they took his license. He's not allowed to drive.
Uh-huh.
He's not capable of driving anymore. So they.
Oh, please.
So he's got all these, you know, cars and everything, and he can't drive.
Wouldn't that wipe out half the cars in Florida?
I think it would. I think it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened. I think that, and I hate to say it, nobody wants to hear it, but I think once you're 85 years old or something, you should have to take a test and prove that you have the goods to drive.
Well, from the stories I've heard from your wife and kids, they're lucky he didn't wipe out half the cars in Florida.
Oh, like, my dad drives like right off the road. Like literally, he'll drive through yards, trees, people, baby strollers. He doesn't stay on the road. He's all over the place.
He's on his cell phone.
He's drinking coffee. He's on his cell phone. He's going the wrong way on a one way. I've seen him get on the freeway before on the wrong side of the freeway. He went right up the ramp. He has no idea what he's doing. He's blind, everything else. He can't do anything, and they finally took a license. Yeah. Now he can't go anywhere.
No, like, community bus or anything like that can take him around?
There's not going to be any of that. My dad's rich. He doesn't take the community bus. Can you imagine him like, let me get the local. I'm going to get on the.
Oh, please.
I'm going to get on the B route.
He'll have a driver then.
What I think he's going to do is his life is now over. I mean, is there anything worse than when they take your license from you and you're not allowed to leave your house?
Well, I kind of feel that way right now.
So he has to have his wife drive him everywhere now. She'll drive him to hell. That's what I think. Mafia knows it's
true.
Drive him to an early grave.
Do you know what the first place I'm driving on December 1st when my wife hands over the keys?
The liquor store?
No. Hockey game. Islander game that night.
I believe that. Your great Islander team. They've had so much success since the 70s.
They're doing pretty well right now.
Oh, they're just incredible. I'm sure it'll stand up, too.
You guys are
on your way to the Stanley Cup, right, without John Tavares. You're going to be even better.
Who?
Here we go again with another one of these losers.
Who?
He's going to start saying, like, he doesn't matter when you guys were on your knees for him for 9 years. You got this on camera, Mafia. And then he leaves, and y'all hate him. You and Carver, you can't stand him now. But you were on your knees for him for 9 years. Yeah, snake. Yeah, you know, shine off your face from the action you had from him for the last 9 years. Jesus Christ, you guys are pathetic. The way you treat that guy, that you guys were literally on your knees.
He lied.
Can you
liar?
Can you say Hummer on the air?
Say
that?
He was a liar.
I mean, liar my ass.
He's a liar.
He did exactly what he's entitled to do.
He put his pajamas on
to
back
leave.
At home.
Oh, here we go again. He's in his PJs in a bedroom. And the Islanders are better off without him. Here we go.
Well, he saved $88 million.
Oh, yeah. Save money like you wouldn't have given him the money. Like you wouldn't have wanted
him
to say.
It was offered to him.
You were on your knees.
It was offered to
him. You cannot sell me your load of shack right now about John Tavares. You are so full of shack. I'd rather listen to you tell me about your broken hip.
Barzal is better.
I'm done listening to it. Shut up. Your team sucks. Don't tell me you're better without him as he's scoring hat tricks every night in Toronto.
Yeah, because he's trying now.
Oh, please. Now he sucks all of a sudden, right? He's the biggest crook and thief ever.
Stole money for 9 years.
The Islanders are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, they're on their way. I mean, they're just a juggernaut. Jesus, Pete, you should listen to yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.